Howdy, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Sipping and Tripping. I'm your host, Martell. Howdy ho. I don't know where I just came from, y'all. Please forgive me. But welcome back to another episode of what? Sipping and Tripping. I'm your host, Martell. The Duke of Gossip, of course. How you doing? Y'all, I still miss my Wendy Williams. Girl, it is what it is. Anyway, thank you guys all for coming back and listening to another episode. Y'all, this is my birthday episode. So my birthday was actually last week on 12/5. I'm a Sagittarius, baby. I enjoyed my birthday. I think this is one of the most special birthdays I've had in a really long time. Oh, I'm feeling like a little teary. I got emotions and feelings. I'm human. I hate to keep beating a damn dead horse, but I have to talk about my past. You guys understand where I was and where I'm at and where I'm going, okay? So, I had a really close best friend for me several years, almost 20, and birthdays was like our things. We were like birthday sticklers, and after the friendship had dissipated, it was, birthdays were kind of hard because it's like, I don't know how to birthday without this person. You know, like, how do I do this? And so, for the last couple of years, I've been, like, in my head, like, oh, I wish this person would just come around. Like, how do I do this without you? Like, how do I do this? How do I live without you? Oh, my Leon Rhymes type shit, right? And this year was the first year that everything felt complete. Everything felt so concise, so uniform. I wasn't looking at who wasn't there. I was enjoying who was there. And I really just enjoyed every moment of my birthday to where there would be some times I would kind of get quiet because I'm just looking around at the love, the good energy, and just the peace. And y'all, it felt amazing. It really did feel amazing. This was the first year I think I began to kind of let go. And I'm not going to lie, my birthday came up. I wasn't expecting to hear from that person, and they actually told me happy birthday on a post that my mom had put up or whatever on social media, and it touched my heart. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I even shot them a message, you know, thanked them for, you know, even taking time out to think about little old me, you know, and I didn't hear nothing back from him. There's no tea, it's no shade. We're in two different places of life. Just the fact that he thought enough about me to even say happy birthday, that was enough for me. And yeah, my birthday was great. So I was supposed to go to Vegas. Vegas ended up not happening because, you know, life happens. So we diverted our plans at the last minute, and we just was like, you know what, let's go to our own city. Let's go to Chicago and let's explore Chicago as guests, as visitors, as tourists. So we got an Airbnb and we lived the tourist life, and baby, I had so much fun. Like, I was just, I'm still overwhelmed. I'm still full. I'm still in such awe at how everything went, how everything was. And there was nothing that I really missed out on. I came home and I was showered with even more love, and, you know, life has been really hard the past few months, and yeah, probably about to get a little bit harder, but I'm just enjoying everything day by day. I'm taking everything step by step, and I'm learning just how to trust my own intuitions even more, how to just be enough within myself. And I'm also, you know, thank God for maturity, right? I'm maturing. I'm learning that sometimes you have to get some stuff off your chest. So I had somebody who I was dealing with, and it wasn't a relationship. It was a situationship, and it ended kind of abruptly. And I just had several feelings about the whole situation at hand, but I never addressed them because I just started kept moving, thinking if I just kept moving, you know, that I wouldn't think about the situation and that it would go away. But honey, let me tell you something. It didn't go away. So I wrote a letter a couple months back, almost like a Dear John letter. And I just got everything off my chest. And then, like I said, it was a few months ago, then I read it to a friend of mine. He was like, okay, maybe we should show our growth. We shouldn't name call. So I had to take like two sentences out of there. But I never thought I was really going to send it. I just wanted to see these words on paper. And I wanted to really just see them, you know, and see what they look like and feel, you know, deal with the feelings, deal with the emotions of it, and kind of move on, because I wrote letters before and never hit the send button. And this time I was like, you know what? It's my birthday weekend. I'm on a really good high. This person cannot bring me down right now. Nothing that they say. So I'm going to hit the send button. And so I hit the send button and I sent it to them, and I felt so free. I felt so liberated. And the fact that when they wrote back, they couldn't necessarily say I was wrong. They couldn't necessarily say I was lying, because I wasn't. Baby, it was, you know how people always say, it's my truth. No, baby, it was the damn truth. But I didn't look for the reaction of it. And I didn't want it to be combative. That's why I made sure that everything was very much so how I felt and straight to the point. And it wasn't like, oh, I want to be friends with you again, because you already deceived me once. I'm not going to let you deceive me again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's really crazy when you think that, you know, So I was going through a rough patch in life when I met this person. So they didn't get the real me. They got the wounded bird me. You know what I'm saying? Like, love me type person. And I'm so far from that. Like, I am that bitch. Okay. I am that bitch. And as I began to get stronger and get back on my feet, you know, the lines were just starting to become unparalleled. And it was what it was. I'm just glad that I freed myself from that person, from that situation. And I'm honestly, truthfully, I wish them nothing but the best and whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you, player? Just be careful, because you can hurt the wrong person, and you don't know. Like, you can't play with everybody's feelings. Like, I'm the type of person where my feelings are not to be played with. In my younger years, I would have been disrespectful, okay? My older years, I think about everything I have and everything I have to lose and how I'm perceived and looked at as a person, and it's just not worth it for me anymore. It's not worth it for me to get on social media and talk down to people who I once liked or loved or, you know, had feelings for or messed with. It's not worth it to me. I'm in this new stage of my life where however you treat me, that's just how you treated me. And you might get a nice little letter. You might get a little cussing out, but I'm just not in the place to where I want to be going back and forth. Child, No, ma'am. I'm just learning boundaries for everybody in my life at this point. Child, when I tell y'all life has been life. And when I tell you, a couple months ago, I didn't know all these twists and loops I would be going through right now. But hey, one thing for sure, two things for certain. As long as we got breath in our body, we still have a chance to try something new and to regrow, rebuild, and just renew who we are as people. So I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Okay. I'm trying to think what hot topics do I really want to talk about, but have we really been talking about hot topics lately? I need to get it together. I'm sorry, podcast. Please. First of all, I thank y'all for listening to me. Like, my numbers are still growing. I'm still having viewers and listeners every week, even when I don't post a new podcast. Like, y'all really mess with me, okay? I love y'all for real. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yeah. Okay, so Nicki Minaj released her highly anticipated album, Pink Friday 2. I didn't listen to it. I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan. I've never been a Nicki Minaj fan. I've just never have been. I grew up in a certain time in life where Lil' Kim was just like that girl. So it's like when she came out, she was like real disrespectful to Kim. So I'm like, girl, I ain't dealing with you. And I've just never dealt with her like that. So I like a couple of her songs I do like now. I'm not gonna lie. A couple of her songs that, you know, come on the radio that I've heard several times over and over and over again in clubs and stuff that I do kind of like, but I don't look for Nicki Minaj music. And then I don't like people who I feel like they've got these great blessings and these great opportunities that people with so much more talent and so much more drive or whatever the case may be don't even have. And I'm not saying she doesn't have talent. I'm not saying she doesn't have drive. What I'm saying is that if you think Whitney Houston is the best singer in the world, baby, you ain't never been to a church. Whitney came from church, so I should use Whitney Houston. But I'm just saying, like, there's people who out there who can sing their throats off, rap their asses off, and dance off, and they just didn't have the opportunities to get to where they want to get to. And I feel like if you have that, you should be appreciative, you should be grateful. Like, there is no way I would be at that big old age sitting on my computer where my album just came out, numbers are doing good, and I'm over here talking trash about somebody else. Like, what are you doing? Don't you understand that God giveth, God can take it back? He can take it back. He can take it away. Like, I just feel like she needs to be humbled. She needs to humble herself. She needs to humble herself. Be humbled, whatever. But whatever. Guess we're talking about rappers. Allegedly, Cardi B and Offset are on outs again right now. This is what they do. You know, I hope they get it together. Because she don't really want to go. He don't really want to stay in the house. But they need to get it together. Okay? Get it together. Allegedly, he was messing with Krishan. Y'all, I don't even want to talk about no damn Krishan, no damn Blueface. But Blueface, the rapper who doesn't rap on beat, said that Krishan, his toothless girlfriend, baby mama, was messing with, what's the child name? Offset. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna tell y'all a little secret. I had like a little edible a little bit ago. So yeah, sorry. So allegedly they had like an affair and they messed around or whatever the case may be. I just don't see it. I don't believe it. She don't let you take a bath. She don't. Like Offset, I hope you didn't do that, but I really don't believe you did that, so it's okay. Who else we gonna talk about? Oh, child, let me tell y'all about Tamar Braxton real quick, okay? So Tamar Braxton, you know, she was on this show called The Queen's Court, and it was like her, Nivea, and Evelyn Rosada. I don't like my Evelyn, the damn Rosada, but they was like bachelor style show, but they was picking through all the guys they wanted to pick through, and one guy popped up on Tamar. He wanted Tamar. And they ended up getting together. They got engaged. They've been dating. They broke up. He took Tommy out with baby. Tamar was like, I'm going back to get my Tommy from Love & Hip Hop from Zeus. And, you know, she's just real rough. So, you know, he, him and Tamar ended up getting back together. Tamar was performing her Love & War, talking about, y'all know what's going to get my man. Y'all think because he took a crackhead to a basketball game, I want to go get my man? We was broken up. I could have been talking to one of his homeboys. And he could have, like, it all is fair when you broken up. And I'm just like, girl, why are you calling a lady a crackhead? Tamar, you know you cannot fight, girl. Like, you know you can't fight. Why? Girl, the fighting sister, May Tracy, rest in peace. That was the fighting sister who was whooping some damn ass. Tony not about to get out there and fight. Trina, girl, what Trina gonna do? Tawana, she might be a little ready, but girl, you might piss Tawanda off in the process of y'all going out to fight, and now Tawanda don't want to fight with you. So you just need to shut up and leave these folks alone who know how to fight. But Tommy released the audio that she was recording, child, of RJ dogging and dissing Tamar, child. And apparently, they had oral relations, oral transactions. Yeah. Tommy and JR, how you doing? It just got real messy. Like, why would you mess with somebody who you know that you're the love of your life was beefing with? Like, JR, you are messy. You are a clout chaser. Anyway. Blueface and Kashana broke up again. I don't care about that story. Y'all might care about it. Well, apparently T.I. and Tiny was just pulled over a couple of hours ago, and they was getting into it and arguing. I don't know what they arguing about. Maybe T.I. kept using all those damn big words, and Tiny said, boy, if you don't talk to me, I'm plain Jane English. Stop saying expeditiously. We don't want to hear it. Okay? And he probably didn't understand what she was saying. No way. So I don't know. Oh, was that? Okay, that was Shade. Okay, anyway. I just want to let y'all know. I love y'all. I thank y'all for just being my diary, my sounding board. Just listening to me and, you know, talking to me and whatnot. Now, I know I told y'all I was back, and I really am back. And I'm going to be back again this week. So y'all going to get a double feature this week because I was late last week. And just know that you are enough. You are worthy. And you got it. You got it. You know what, listeners? Every day, I want you guys to look in the mirror and just tell yourself one thing you like about yourself. Y'all, you could say one thing you want to improve about yourself, but we ain't gonna harp on that, okay? We want to say one thing we like about ourselves and one thing we're just trying to just perfect and just take it to the next level. We look in these mirrors, talk to ourselves, let ourselves know that we are beautiful. We are beautiful, okay? We are very beautiful inside and out. We might be flawed individuals, but we are worthy of being loved. We are worthy of having love and giving love. And guess what? We are freaking beautiful. And I love that for us. Y'all, I am Martell, and I love you guys. And I love you guys for loving me. And I will be back, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Then you on my show. Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin', yeah.